Wrestling's Road Trip After Hours with WWE Hall of Famer Teddy Long and host Mac Davis would like to thank our recent special guests, Magnum T.A., Wild Road Stories from Greg Gagne, Shelton Benjamin, John Bradshaw Layfield, Ernest the Cat Miller, Conan, Lex Luger, Eric Bischoff, Devon Dudley, Jimmy Hart, and Macy. Wrestling's Road Trip After Hours. Who's next?
There's only one way to do this, and it goes a little something like this. He hails from Green Bay, Wisconsin, Mr. Kennedy!
Kennedy!
Got a special guest today, my man Ken Anderson. Mr. Kennedy, had a lot of fun with him through my career working with him, and to have him on the show is certainly an honor. So, Ken, how you doing, player?
I am honored for you to have me here, honestly. Like, thank you both. Appreciate it.
Ken, let me ask you, I was really curious at the time when you were in WWE. For me personally, I thought that you were a character that a lot of people really got behind, that I expected to see really get way up in this company. What caused you to kind of come off track in WWE? What happened to that character? Because it was really a great character.
It was me entirely. I take full credit for that downfall. I really squandered a huge opportunity. And, you know, it wasn't just like it was drops in the bucket. And at the time, I blamed it on the company and I blamed it on other people. But ultimately, my attitude suffered. And I went from having my dream job for 6 years. I did everything that I could to make it there. And then for the first few years, it was amazing. And then somewhere something turned and it turned into just a regular job. And it's crazy to hear myself say those words, but yeah. There was a point in time where I just show up, point me in the right direction, I'll punch the clock, and that was it.
Where did the name Mr. Kennedy come from? Why didn't you go with Anderson in the first place?
Vince didn't want me to be Anderson. I feel like it was because, well, he told me that he didn't want people thinking that I was related to Arn and Gene and Ole. I also think that there's a possibility at the time he didn't know if I was going to be any good. So didn't want me to potentially be the shitty Anderson.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. So you get the name and you're using Kennedy. The mic dropping from the ceiling, was that you? Or did somebody, was there a group of you that put this idea together? Because, I mean, everything that happened with your entrance was these iconic type of images that you would see.
It was one of the writers. It was the Kennedy name also came from Paul Heyman. Paul was, the reason I'm sitting here having this conversation with you guys right now is because of Paul Heyman. He came into OVW at the time, took over the pencil, so to speak.
Yeah.
And immediately started using me. And when I got called up, they said, hey, we want you to change your name. I called Paul and said, what can I do? And he said, you got to pick something that's like near and dear to Vince. Like, so we started thinking, brainstorming, coming up with like his dog's names were Ruckus and Rumpus. So he's like, maybe Kenny Ruckus or Kenny Rumpus. And I'm like, no, that doesn't sound right. And he was like, Kennedy is his middle name. And that was kind of And I liked it. I wanted to go with the K because I was Kamikaze Ken on the indies, and I kind of had this logo that I wanted to keep. So Ken Kennedy fit.
Yep.
And I remember, you know, I asked him, what do you think about that? And he just kind of like, he sat there for a minute, almost like he knew where it came from. And he's like, do you like it? And I was like, personally, I like Anderson, but you can call me whatever the fuck you want. It's your, yeah, it's your company.
As long as you pay me.
Yeah. And then he just looked at, I remember it was I had a meeting. It was in Vince's office. It was a bunch of just folding chairs. It was Stephanie, Vince, Johnny Ace, Kevin Dunn, all sitting in the circle. And he just looked at Kevin and said, make sure he's got Kennedy on the Titantron tonight when he comes out.
Very cool. Very cool.
And then the microphone thing. So it was like a progression where this writer came up with the idea to drop the microphone like the old school. And if you look at the very first time I did it, it was just a normal microphone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Upside down.
Well, was there ever a time when that microphone dropped from the ceiling, whether you're on TV or just at a house show, where the microphone didn't come down like it was supposed to, or it missed you completely?
Oh, there's video of me missing it completely. Like, I think they used to mess with me a little bit, where they would let it come all the way down, and I just out of reach, and make me stand there for a while. Or other times they would like drop it real hot and.
Yep. I'd drop it to the other shoulder. So when you're holding your hand out here, it comes down over here, you know?
Right, right.
Teddy, something you want to ask him while we got him?
Well, you know, Ken and I had the, like I said, opportunity to work at a real early stage. I was managing Rodney Mack doing the White Boy Challenge, and we was on this show called Sunday Night Heat. And I remember Ken coming on that show there one night to work with Rodney Mack, and he had the blonde hair. And I remember cutting his promo, and I told him, I said, you want to be white so bad you done dyed your hair white.
Ken, when you went to TNA, go ahead.
I just wanted to make that count, but I wanted to say something what he just said earlier when you were talking to him about how his career start and what happened, and he was honest. And there are a lot of people in this business that need to be honest. And he said, it was me. It was me. And until you as a man can do that and be honest with yourself and say who is that, you are the problem, then you ain't gonna go nowhere. Ken Anderson is getting ready to go somewhere because now he understands what it is. It was me. You know what I mean? Nobody else. So I want to applaud him for being honest and being not in denial like a lot of people are. Ken, you got it now. You understand very well.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Ken, when you went to TNA, was it difficult to change to Anderson, or did it feel natural all of a sudden to you to just go to Anderson?
No, it was Anderson's my real name. So that's what I had wanted to be in the first place.
Yeah.
So now I was able to do that. I know there were tons of fans who would come up to me and go like, man, I liked you better when you were Kennedy. And I would always kind of like, I didn't change anything. I did the exact same thing. Exactly the same.
Oh, God. Any great road trip stories you can share with us from being on the road with WWE or TNA?
Nothing I can share. boy. There was just, you know, here's the thing about my career. It was such a whirlwind for that first 4 years that I don't remember most of what I did. Like that 4 years, you're in a different town every single night. You're committing a match to memory, and then you're dumping it the next day. It's like test taking in the U.S. So from time to time, I'll have memories, but I'll try to think of something specific. But
who did you ride with?
Because I know I've got tons of great stories.
Who did you ride with at the time?
So initially, when I first got there, I was riding with a bunch of guys that I knew from OVW. And Batista pulled me aside one day and was like, hey, nothing against those guys, but like, what are you going to learn being in the car with those guys? And I was, yeah, you're right. Yep. So I immediately went over and I asked Chris Benoit, hey, can I ride with you? And he said, I'm riding with Eddie. I'll ask Eddie. So, and then a little while later, he came back, said, you're cool. You're doing all the driving though. And Okay.
Hey, young boy, why not? I mean, you know.
Yep. And that's so for a couple of weeks, I got to ride with them.
That's cool.
Sit under that learning tree. Chris would always ride shotgun and Eddie would sleep in the back and roll down the window every once in a while. Sorry, guys. But then
passing gas. Yeah, okay, I got you.
Sorry, guys. And then I spent a great deal of time riding with Matt Hardy and Shane Helms. That was a couple of years. And then a little while later, when I got over to Raw, I rode with Randy Orton, Bob Holly, Cody Rhodes, Santino Marella, some variation of
those. Did you get people. A chance to see Cody's match at WrestleMania 40?
Yes, sir. I did.
What did you think?
I liked it. I'm glad he was able to do it. It was a very cool moment.
Yes.
Personally, I'm not crazy about the Undertaker popping in at the end. I get it. It was a very cool moment. I love anything Undertaker does, but to me, it didn't make sense to the storyline. And I feel like, you know, final boss. And then all it took for the final boss to be defeated was one chokeslam from the Undertaker. That's totally me armchair quarterbacking. And
oh, yeah. Yeah. No, Teddy and I've talked about it. I thought they missed the spot with the mother where they should have handed the belt to the mother on Saturday night and really ended it with drama with her all upset because her son just got beat in the ring and fade to black with that image coming back on Sunday night for, you know, wanting to see Cody whip ass. And which is what he basically did on Sunday night. But yeah, I can see that. And I think a lot of people love the matches. We can all pick it apart. Like you say, it's Monday morning quarterback. We can say, oh, how about this? And how about that? But
yeah,
Ken, I appreciate you coming on the show today. I know it was kind of a last minute. I just kind of threw it at you and you quickly said yes. And we certainly appreciate that. But before I let you go, I know you have a training academy that you train wrestlers right now. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, we operate out of St. Paul, Minnesota. And we've been open since 2016. We just moved into a brand new facility. It's a giant hockey arena. It's just us in there. And we train from all walks of life. I'll give everybody an opportunity to come in. If you feel like you love the business of professional wrestling and you want to contribute, I will try to help you figure out the best way to do that. People can text me directly if they have questions about that. Can I give you the number? Would that be okay?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
The number is 507-722-2776. Like I said, text me and we can talk. Or you can visit our website at theacademysopw.com.
Very cool. Ken, thank you so much, brother. I appreciate you taking the time with us today. I was going to get you to do a different opening for us. So I was going to have you do the Mr. Kennedy one loud time for us. Can you do that?
Ladies and gentlemen, from Green Bay, Wisconsin, signing off, this is Mr. Kennedy! Kennedy!